So we were up to the last piece in Siman Sadi Tes. If you look in the tour, I don't know if any of you read the Ran. It's very interesting. But if you take a look in the tour, at the way, way end, Isur Shenis Bakal. Okay. I don't know who's read last. Moshe, you want to read?
Yeah, sure.
Do you have a question or you wanted to read?
No.
Go ahead.
I wanted to read. Isur Shenis Batel, Kagon Shehaya Shishin Kinegdo, Minitosafo Akakach Min HaIsur, Ozer Benesar, Loshna Amin Bimino, Loshna Amin Bishain Amino, Ben Belach, Ben Biyavish.
Okay. So the Torah says that if you had a Tarovis and it was batel, and now you add more isur. So he says, it adds up, it's nezer, it doesn't matter whether you're talking about mimimino, meaning let's say you have flour which is chadash, and it falls a little bit, falls into flour which is, that's a bad example, it's the reshish lamakirin, okay. Meat, mevela meat, which falls into a little piece of nevela meat, falls into your big pot of kosher meat. Not a problem, it's batel. And a little more nevela meat, and a little more nevela meat, and a little more nevela meat. So the Torah says whether or not it's a min bimino, whether it's min b'shein amino, a little chazer falls into your big pot of meat, you can't taste it, a little more chazer falls in, then a little more, then a little more, and eventually it reaches the point where you can taste it. Doesn't matter whether it's lach or yavesh, so let's say the following, let's say I have pieces of kosher and tray salami, and I have slices, and none of them are chatichas arayas leskade. I don't think salami is ever arayas leskade. You probably have to fry it in something.
Hard salami.
Even, what?
Hard salami is
a slice?
The deli
salami. Okay, so you have a bunch of slices of salami, and some are kosher and some are treif, and you have, let's say, one. You have four pieces of kosher salami, and then one piece of tray salami gets mixed in, but you don't know which it is, and then you're really not competent, and another piece gets mixed in. All right, now it's 4-2, and another piece gets mixed in, it's 4-3. Now another piece, and then another piece get mixed in, and now you actually have more issa than heter.
Yeah.
So the Torah says that even when you meet shmechta mechta, that would be the case there, chazra v'nei ora, and it is prohibited. Yes, you know.
So how does this, the Beis discusses this here, but he doesn't answer all my questions. Because one of them is that how does this relate to the dinim of the dinim we learned of before? We have two types of isur. Like, let me give an example where I have a question. Like, let's say you have shuman of nevela and chelet, and they both get mixed into the pot. And let's say they get mixed into 60 of heter, let's say. Mm-hmm. So is it, are they batel or are they not batel? Or you say chazav neor because at the same time?
So the answer, do you read the Shulchan Aruch yet? And the candle, because the Shach deals with that. The assumption of the Shach, at least, is that if they have the same, if they're two different flavors, then he talks about two different isurim, two different ta'amim. I think the really important point is two different ta'amim. Then it means you can't taste either one. Whereas if they have the same ta'am, both of isur, then you can taste the isur.
You can't taste the. No, I know the Shach. No, that's good. Is it, you can't taste the isur nevela. You can taste that there's some kind of extra fat here. You can't, there's not enough nevela for you to taste, and there's not enough chela for you to taste.
But you're tasting fat of isur, even if you don't know what it is. Okay, so you can make an argument, but I don't think the Shach holds that way, that two different shemos also the same time, but it doesn't sound like that. He sounds like he says it's really because of two ta'amim.
So you think it's the ta'am?
I think it's the ta'am, yes. And there's the whole point that when you have a kazayis of chela and a kazayis of dam, which fall into 59 kazayisim of heter, the reason why they're both batel, 60 kazesim, well, the reason they're both batel is because you have 60 non-dam tasting kazesim and 60 non-chelev tasting kazesim. It happens to be of the 60 non-dam tasting kazesim, 59 are kosher and one is chelev. But the point is that the tam of the dam is nisbatel in the basar and the chelev, and the tam of the chelev is nisbatel in the basar and the dam. And that's why.
No, but this case is slightly different, because in my case you have 60 of heter. So they're both.
You don't have 60 of heter.
No, I know, but in my case, what I was asking, you have 60 of heter. And you get mixed in, what do you say chazav v'neir? I'm not asking, do you say are they mitzaref? It's another level. They awaken each other. Because now you have two.
Well, I would say you can have. Now you can take.
So really, you only have. Yeah.
Well, again, I don't think the difference. And that's the issue is not mitzarek. The issue is that you can taste this or that.
Like you're
you can't identify.
Like, say rowan and kilo eno.
You can't identify which one you're tasting at the time, but you're tasting this or. Right? You see, arguably, if there were shuman shel nevela, shuman shel tshera, and then chelev mixed into this pot, then at least you could raise the argument. If you have shishim to be mevatel each one of the yisurim, and you don't know that you're tasting them, I don't know what would be. Now, I want to ask two questions before we go further in terms of the Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch. Yeah.
If that were the case, though, the Ramban talks about this the din in Sifkat for Midvamino, right? He says even though there's by that definition no sin astam, nonetheless it's still.
You look as if it were a mimishenamina. If there would be a sin astam there, then you treat that as
right. So I would be inclined to say to assume that like this for this din it cuts both ways. That we go basar shame.
I think that Ramban would agree that din when you have 59 plus 1 and 1. Of two different Talmud, Ramban would agree that it's Mutter.
Right, two different Talmud, fine. But I'm saying if they have the same time, I would still think that we're still going Basar Shane. Meaning if...
You think that it should be Batel?
I think it should be Batel. I think that for the Ramban, despite the fact that...
What is the primary driving point of the Ramban? Let's wait till we talk about the source, okay? We'll come back to that in a second. Conceptually speaking, what seems to be, there's some big machlokas of Rishonim here, a big machlokas of Rishonim. Conceptually speaking, what seems to be going on here? No, you're jumping ahead here. You're jumping ahead here. Yes, Ellen?
Can we separate bitel from tam, or is it that if you can taste it, then it's no longer batel?
What about mimishen omino? You're jumping ahead. Let's take the case of mimishen omino, which vidarais is batel barot. So let's say you put it, let's say you have... Mimimino, which is, you're talking about, when you talk about tam, you're talking about mimishen omino. Let's talk about mimimino, which is batel barot. So what happens when you have my pot of basar chair and I add a size of basar nevela? The answer is batel. I add another one. Minatora, certainly there's no question. Up until rove, it's batel. So the question of whether or not if I add beyond rove, whether it's batel or not, what is that question fundamentally? I think it's obvious, but I think it needs to be stated. Yossi?
Was the isser that was batel, is it converted?
Is the isser nepach liyoseter? That's the question. And this comes back. Now, if you were going to make a logical distinction between mimimino and mimishen amino, what would you say? If you were going to draw a distinction, what would you say? I said this in other words many times already this year. Mr. Kaven?
Not sure about this, but maybe the mimimino does become...
Well, yes. I said many times, there are two reasons why... The two ways in which, you know, you can view bitul working. One can be that because you can't discern it anymore, it's like it doesn't exist anymore. And the other way to understand bitul is that it's not that, in other words, if you talk in general bitul mendamino, especially, but not only yavesh biyavesh. By yavesh biyavesh, bitul mendamino. Right? And you can eat any of those pieces. And in fact, according to the Rashba, you can eat all those pieces. And according to the Rush, you can eat all those pieces at the same time. What does that tell you? You know at some point you're eating it. You just don't know when you're eating it, but you know that you're eating it. According to the Rush, not only do you know that you're eating it, but you also know when you're eating it, which is now, when I eat all three together on a, you know, on a nice sandwich. So what then exactly is the Rush thinking? Because the Rush says that there in fact. He says it explicitly. But then, of course, he says something crazy to go along with that. what is it he says? It iser nefach lias heter. That's why one person can eat all three at the same time. Why you can take the three pieces of salami, stick them on club, pour some mustard on, wash, make hamotzi, and eat it all. Why? Because the answer is, the iser is nefach lias heter. What's a pella about the Rosh Hashitah is what happens when you add two slices of treif salami into the mix now. He says it's aser. He says chazer v'neora, which is bizarre. Right, you see, Chazer v'Neora by Mimishenamino, I understand, which is why I'm not bothered by your comments, you know, your cry from the Ramban. Because what really drives the Ramban? You see in the Beis Yosef citation, what drives the Ramban to disagree with the Raivin and say Chazer v'Neora? Because he tastes it. But that makes sense when it comes to something which is only batel because it's like it's not there because you can't taste it. So for all intents and purposes, it's not there. What?
So what? So how does Mimishenamino work?
I think so. It's clearly right. The Ramban sees Mimimino almost as an afterthought, at least at that stage.
So he could adopt a position that partially agrees with the Raivit.
What's
the Raivit says the Mimimino that this doesn't.
The Raivit says that by Mimishenu Mino it's Bata. You don't say Chazer v'Neora.
Right.
That's the part that really drives people to distraction. The other side wouldn't have been so crazy. Right. In other words, the Russia's position.
What's stopping the Ramban from just saying that? Okay, fine. We know it's batel. What's stopping him from saying that it's rishon batel? Other than a textual read of the Gemara that doesn't allow for that.
Okay. Well, you just answered the question.
Well, in that case, though, then that indicates something about.
Or is it? Or the same way that Mimimino was not batel the rove. Even though Menat Torah is, because they made Xerah after Mimishenamino, so you say the same thing. Clearly, look, you have to agree the following. If two pieces fall in to 100, one and then one, okay, now you don't have Shishim by Mimimino. Why is it Aser? Well, the answer is only Aser because of Xerah after Mimishenamino. Because if the two fell in at once, it would only be Xerah after Mimishenamino. So if you're going to say Chazvene, all right, it can only be part of the same Xerah. Whether it's a separate gezerah along the same lines, whether it's part of one gezerah, so this one, for the Ramban, the fact that what goes there on, min bimino, does not bother me. That I don't think it tells you anything fundamental about chaser v'neor.
Anything fundamental working buser time out here, and
that's just like one gezerah after that.
So it doesn't cut the other way.
I'm bothered by the rush sheet. That's just a pella. I cannot wrap my mind around the rush. I've never been able to wrap my mind around the rush. Yes.
Is Chasef an era to write
that? I assume so. By Tom, I assume certainly so.
Let's say you had row of these. Eventually, you kept up until you had row of these. Would that thing become Chasef an era?
According to Rishonim who say that Chasef an era, yes, I think so. I don't know if I can prove it to you.
Like the Ramban, who says that Ramban says Chasef an era, which is just a Gezerah.
The question is, he may only say that, now I'm playing the other side, he may only say that up in situations where you still have a rove. Now, if you think about the way the Chachamim handle Nasan Sal and Natal Sal of Truma, right, up until Masan and Machlokes and Shashar Yochanan, but the bottom line is that there, by ordinary rules, we shouldn't say that, but because Menat Torah, who knows, Batal Barov, and there's a din that you have to be Meirim the Sal Truma Shanafla, therefore, they said it's as if it were taken out only up until rove, because then it sounds like you're getting into Deraisa territory really there. No, that's totally different, because I don't know if that's the same thing. Besides which, the whole Isser may only be the Rabbanon, in principle.
Okay, so
I don't think that, I think when we say,
do
I
you
don't
think that about stopping it is modeled after Truma or something?
I don't think Mikvos is the same thing. I think it's different, you have to look at it differently.
Nasan Sa and Nathal Sa.
They're different, there's no mitzvah to be Meirim the Sa.
Yeah.
I'm arguing by Truma that it's the reason why is Truma different than all other Rishonim for the Ramban, for most Rishonim, right? Well, we don't say Chazer v'Neora.
Well, we know it's at least different from Orloff.
Okay, I mean they don't give that case, do they? Well, you took out a saw and then another Orloff.
Oh, I thought you were talking about back in the Ramban, the
Rambam. No. Just within the. So. My assumption is that once you get to Rove, it could be Doraisa. I don't understand why, actually. It is beyond me as to why, especially according to the Shita of the Rush, which I still don't understand. I didn't 5 minutes ago, and then 4 years ago. Yes, is there a question back here or something? No. Okay. So first point, I think that the logical svara of Chazar of an Eora depends upon whether or not you say Isser Nepach Lios Heter, or you simply say the Isser is indiscernible and there's no Isser of eating Achila when it's not discernible. Right? If the Chazar was Batel and the Basar, end of discussion. Now, what is the makar for this discussion? You actually got away with reading. I feel like it's one of the harder dafim in Avodah Zarah that I was very kind to you, and I can make you read the entire thing. You only get a small piece of the sugya if you tried reading the Ran. Did any of you try reading the Ran? Well, if you tried reading the Ran, you probably could not have gotten through the Ran. Did you get through the Ran?
First half.
Right? If you wanted to understand the Ramban's responses to the Ravid, you couldn't do it without reading the Gemara, because the proofs the Ramban brings are from the continuation of the Gemara. The Ramban's responses are very good. I would love to know what the Ravid would say. There's one in particular. Look in your sheets for a moment, very briefly. So the Gemara, Moshe, please read the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara here is actually part of a much longer discussion. Multiple shittos in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, multiple quotations. Okay, you know who Rav Dini was, right? What class of people did he belong to?
He migrated to Baal Ferments.
The Nachute. I don't know if he migrated or if he used to go back and forth, but it was Kiyasa Rav Dini, right? Because he came from Eretz Yisrael. They were called the Nachute. The people used to be Yorid from Eretz Yisrael to Babel. But I don't think that there was a permanent Yerida. I think they used to travel back and forth between the academies. So it happens to be very common that Rav Dini and Ravin are both bringing things in the Rabbi Yochanan. And of course, when the Gemara records both of them bringing things in the Rabbi Yochanan, it's almost always because they disagree with what Rabbi Yochanan said. And they disagree about what Rabbi Yochanan said. They're not the only ones, but they are the most common ones. So here the Gemara has like three or four different opinions, not clear, as to what Rabbi Yochanan actually said in this context. So, Kiyasa Rav Dini Rabbi Yochanan. This is number one. Go ahead.
Kiyasa Rav Dini Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Hamara Yayin Nesef Michabis Labor. Afilu Kol Yom Kulo Rishon Batal.
Okay. So this statement actually makes three assumptions. You read the Ran, he only talks about two, but it actually makes three, but one is really not relevant to our context. What are the three assumptions? One is that Yayin Nesach is Batel B'Yayin. And what's the problem with that? Against the Mishka? Yayin B'Yayin B'Kol Shu? The Gemara asked that Kasha. Assumption number two... he's no different than the Mishnah. He says, Kol Yisur and Shabbat Torah, right? The question is, you don't need Rabbi Yochanan. The Mishnah says it to Farish. Nobody argues on that. The question is, what does the Mishnah mean, b'mashahu? So anyway, so the point is, putting aside the question from Mishnah, number one, he says, Yayin Shon Nesach, which falls into Yayin Kosher, falls into the boar of Yayin that was just squeezed. Number one, it's Bata. Number two, he says, finish number two. Behind door number two we have. Meaning what?
That it could be rove, it can end up being rove.
Right. Comma, batel, and even past rove. And number three, which is not the one that the Ran talks about, but the Gemara actually quotes another Deya, I believe, the same as Rav Dimi on those first two issues, except that it differs on one other issue, which is not our issue. What does Rav Dimi say happened here? What? No, it just says Hame'ore, it's not Lachatchila. Me'ore says, means Lachatchila. The participle, without the use of a hey, implies Lachatchila. Unless it's the word Olin.
Is it about that the Gemara talks about?
It's done, by the way. It's just a language and formatting it. So in the next, either next week or right after the Bar Mitzvah.
I'll believe it when I see it.
I'm done. Yes.
Is it about
Hetzel Tafaso or not? No. Because the key point, in order for him to survive the Mishnah, he has to say that Zdafka Islo Toch Heter. He agrees that if Heter falls to Toch Isser, that it's not Batal. That's what Yayin, that's what it means, B'mashahu. You could have a flood of Yayin Kasha that falls on top of Yayin Nesach in the Bor, You know, and you could have all a meukionus of the yayin that falls in there, and nonetheless it's still aser, because the yayin, even though the yayin in the boar is less than shishim, you know, or you know, you, let's say you have a few drops of yayin nesef on the boar, and someone pours in a bottle of wine, and now you have thousands of amount of yayin in the wine as you do in the boar, it doesn't matter, it's still aser. That's what yayin mashu means. But if iser falls into heter, you don't say b'mashu, you say kama kama batel. But what's the other chiddush here? What happens here? Does the wine drip into the bar?
Sounds like you're pouring it.
Oh, this is not drops. This is now. This is a flood of yayin. This is ma'ara. It's not. It's hard to understand even what kama kama batel, rishon batel here means, because it never has the chance. Yeah.
That's sort of my question being, what pace at which would it need to fall in for it to be too much, too fast, that it isn't batel?
I have no idea.
There's a point where some of it, even if it's a difference of milliseconds, there's still a point where...
But you're saying it doesn't lapse.
There's no... Ma'ared does not imply lapse. It implies a continuous flow, because the next sheet in the Gemara... Kiyasa Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef Amar Rav Yochan, Hama'ara yayin nesach mitzirtzur katan labor. A tzirtzur katan is a, you know, some type of small, very small opening. It's almost like the wine cannot get through there as a continuous stream. And he says, v'dafka, it may even be a continuous stream, but very, very, very tiny. V'dafka tzirtzur katan delo nafesh amudei. In other words, the difference between you have a small funnel letting, you know, it might be a continuous slow, but very small, versus a barrel where you dump a whole barrel and dumping barrel after barrel. The question, by the way, what would be, who asked the question? Anthony, you asked me what would be, I think the answer would be is that if you had a large enough, each barrel is probably treated as a barrel, as a davar bifnei atzmo. So probably if one barrel contained more than maybe a single barrel contained more, then it would not be batel. But if you're pouring one barrel after the other, and before one is done, the other one starts, Rabbi Yochanan would say the kama batel.
Get that chilos between one barrel versus...
I don't know what else could... If you're going to assume that there's an amount of wine, let's say a tsunami of wine falls into the, you know, iser falls into the boar, so I would assume that it's going to aser it, right? In other words, it's not oser b'mashu, but I assume it would aser it. I don't know, maybe not, unless, you know... I'm not sure. Danny?
If Yirui is definitionally a flow, then how is this not Bevas Atmos? Meaning, all of the,
well,
all the liquid is connected to it.
So that's what I'm saying, is that the only way I could see that he wouldn't say it's Bevas Atmos is if you have separate barrels, and when you finish one, you start before you finish one, you start the next. And that's what Riochana is being Mechadish, and even though it's a continuous flow...
But it doesn't really seem... It really doesn't seem like there's... It seems like the Rishon Batel is talking about the liquid itself.
That's correct.
The,
which is strange. I don't know. It's not... But I'm not... So I don't want to say anything more on this, because this is not our issue. That third chiddush is not the one that's relevant to the discussion. The two primary chiddushim of Rabini are, number one, is that Yayin Iser, the Toch Yayin Shel Heter is Batel, and number two, that you say Kama Kama Batel, and you don't say Chazor V'Neorah. So the Gemara asks a kasha. What kasha did they ask, Moshe?
It's not. Yayin Nesach Aser V'Oser V'Choshu. My law, Deka Napel Isur L'Goy Tera.
So which premise of those two does the Gemara challenge and then answer? The yayin being batel, or the kama kama batel?
The yayin be yayin.
Correct. It's the first one that the Gemara right here challenges. Now, if you read on in the Gemara, though, the Gemara asks a kasha from the continuation of the Mishnah. Yayin be mayim, or mayim be yayin, is beno Saint Tom. So they ask a kasha... They ask Akasha on Rav Dini that if it's Beno Saint Tam, so why is it ever us? So you should say Kama Kama Batel. To which the Gemara answers is that both cases of the Mishnah, Mayim B'Yayin and Yayin B'Mayim, are cases where the thing that it falls into is the Asa thing, and the thing that's falling in is Mutar. And apparently, by it sounds like you don't say that the heter is batal b'tocha iser, but as you keep adding heter until you get to the point, let's say you pour water into the wine, until you get to the point where you have diluted the wine sufficiently, for whatever the shear for that is, shishim or shisha, which we mentioned, not here, I was answering that question earlier this week to someone, but once you get to the point of bittul, then it's batal. But if Isser fell into Heter, you would say kama batil, even by mayim b'yayin, yayin b'mayim. The Gemara asks that question and answers it. So now, with that knowledge in mind, let's take a look at, briefly, the Beis Yosef, who quotes the Ravid.
Because of
Aran.
Because of Aran, the Perek Basra de Avodah Zarah, Ahad de Amar Rav Dimi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hamara Yayin Nesef, Nechavit the Gor, Afila Kol Yom Kula, Rishon Batal, Pasqua Poskim, Deles Hilchasa Kabase, Bidat Haraibin, De Apalgab, Deles Hilchasa Kabase, Lenyan Yayin Biyayin,
Stop. Okay. So the key point. You can read the last line. Velo dai lo she'eno mitzarif od le'isur.
Velo dai lo she'eno mitzarif od le'isur. Ela af le'heter mitzarif. Le'batel isur hanofel bo la'achar mika.
Okay. So for the Ravid, it's not just that you say kama batel. In other words, let's take the case, the classic case of yavish b'yavish for the moment, which I assume the Ravid would not distinguish. You take yavish b'yavish, and you have two pieces of kosher salami, and one piece of trey salami, and now you add one piece of trey salami. So, physically speaking, there are two and two, but when you added the one, it was batel and two of heter. You add another one, it's batel and two of heter. You add another one, it's batel and two of heter. But not only that, but the Ravid would say that if when you have three pieces, two kosher, one tray, you now add two pieces of tray salami, even though there isn't enough heter, original heter to be mevatel that, nonetheless, he says it's still batel. Why? Because the original piece of iser is now turned into heter, and it now is mitzarev mevatel the iser. Now, in terms of the Gemara, and this interests me a little bit more, as you might expect, what is the Ravid's reading of the Gemara is that the Gemara, Vimi has two chidushim, and the Gemara only rejects one. The Mahalach of the Ramban is to demonstrate, and you don't get the full quotation in the Gemara, but I want to mention one, which I don't even think the Beis Yosef quotes, is that no, it's clear that the Gemara rejected both premises. From the first kasha that you read on the Makor that's in front of you, the Gemara only attacks premise number one. But, I told you, that the Gemara asks Akasha from Rav Dimi after this question, from Mayim B'Yayin and Yayin B'Mayim. Now, what aspect of Rav Dimi is the Gemara asking on in that case?
Rishon Batel.
It has to be, because it's not a Yayin B'Yayin situation anymore, right? In other words, there were two issues, again, Chidush and Rav Dimi. Number one is that Yayin B'Yayin can be Misbatel. Number two is that you say Kama Batel. But once the Gemara turns to a case of Yayin B'Mayim and Mayim B'Yayin, the Kasha can't be, without even thinking about it, the kasha can't be from yayin being batel b'yayin, because it's not a yayin b'yayin case, it's a mibushen amino case. Obviously, the Gemara's question is from kama batel. Now, the Gemara answers the questions, but what's the problem, as the Ramban points out? Why would the Chachamim, if the Chachamim, like the Ravid told Taina is the Chachamim only argue on Rav Dimi's yayin b'yayin, not on the kama batel. So if the Chachamim agree on the kama batel, what are they asking a question against Rav Dimi for? It's a question on themselves too. He should have said to them, well, the Tameich, why does it work? If you agree with me that comma comma bata, you just disagree with me about yayin b'yayin. So this is a kasha. This din of the Mishnah, mayim b'yayin, yayin b'mayim, is a kasha against all of us. It's not just, why are you asking me a kasha? The fact that the Gemara doesn't present it as such, it presents it only as a kasha against Rav Dimi, tells you it's only Rav Dimi who held that way. So now the Ramban says, so that really is that's the ikar on Nekudas HaMachlokas. Okay, so the Ramban says, Aval Ramban Kasam.
Aval Ramban Kasam, Da Pilu Bisharis Aisurin, Lo Rinan Rishon Rishon Bata. Ella im napa beheter iser muat. Apal pishin is batel machmas miuto. Im chazar v'napal sham iser shabitzir po shel risho. Yesh bo kedei nosin tam. Nesar heter ze. Deha dachinan l'derav dimi. Zelo amra Rabbi Yochanan v'kevan de...
Right, the Gemara, by the way, never says. The Gemara never says that Rabbi Yochanan never said it. But it's obvious that when they're quoting three or four different shitos as to what Rabbi Yochanan said, if we're rejecting Rabbi Dimi, it's because we believe Rabbi Yochanan never said it. So once we're docha Rabbi Dimi, that Rabbi Yochanan never said it this way, v'cheven de'itchiyala... V'cheven
de'itchiyala l'gamri itchi.
It's totally nitcha, v'leisa...
V'leisa kla...
Okay, now, so here, if you read the Ramban... This is why you cannot just read the citation, because what is your response if you read this, the part of the Ramban? Two words, Yossi?
Two words.
What?
I mean, I would just say that, like, why?
I know the motto of many yeshiva college students is, why use two words when 20 will do? However, Chacham teaches his Hamidim Bederach Katara, so preferably two words can do.
Chazar Benyora?
No. Who says? In other words, how do you know? Okay, that's nice. Rav Dimi said two things. The Gemara asks a kasha and rejects one of them. I mean, he attacks him on one of them. So Mistama the Chacham Amadocha the entire thing. Says who? Now, if you read the Ramban, and you read the Ran, you'll see what the Rayas are. And that's why I laid the ground for you. Right? I said to you, the Gemara then asks a kasha Rav Dimi for Mayim B'Yayim, Yayim B'Mayim, which can only be a kasha against the second Yesod. If we're rejecting Rav Dimi, then it means we're rejecting both Yesodos. Whereas the Gemara's Kasha was not only against Yayin B'Yayin, it was also against Kama Kama Bata. You know, see?
The Gemara in Mesa, basis for the previous part of the Sifa, wasn't that more or less what the Machloket and the Rush versus the Vashba was? Meaning, did we ever present a Sparta for why the Rush says that we only apply... Do we only say that you can be...
By Mukta. By Mikhla Kali Yisura.
We just kind of stuff like that. That's just how we read it. Unless we... I'm just trying to say, is there always... do we always... how much do we press we show them in terms of how we read the Gemara? Or we just want to accept it?
It's a fair question. But... To be honest, how did the Rishonim couch their arguments? In textual terms. But you could argue, what does this mean now? I'm reluctant to say the Svara is what's driving the Machlokas.
No, right.
Right? Because where did the Rishonim get the Svara from? They made it up. So I believe, you know this already by now, you've been with me long enough, that Svaras come from texts. Svaras don't come... I'm not saying never, but svaras don't come from people's heads. They have to come from text. If they don't match the text, they don't have a compelling textual, it's dvarim b'alma. I know them as fighting words for some people, but that's what I believe. So here, the Rishonim explicitly formulated as how to understand, the Ravid says, the Gemara only, and for the Ravid, the Kashi really is here on the Ravid. In other words, because not saying Chaz V'Nerah does seem, again, there is a svara to it, although he doesn't, I don't know if he explicitly articulates it, but the Ramban's argument is certainly a textual one. It's a continuation of the Gemara. Okay. So now the Ramban says, Vitaima de Milsa, okay, now what's the Svara? It's a great pun, or double entendre.
Vitaima de Milsa, Mishum de Taima lo Batel.
Taima de Milsa is because Taima lo Batel. Alright, Taim is not Batel, if you can taste it. Obviously, what more svara do you need? If I taste it, I mean, you know, I like to jokingly say, except for the fact there is an issa de Rabbanon, you know, the Gemara in Kura Kalabasa, Yalta said to Rab Nachman, she said, you know, we know that everything that Kadosh Baruch Hu created Ba'olam HaBe'Isser, he created something to make Gil Leheter. Right, you guys familiar with this? So chazir tastes like, I think, the mocha de shibuta, some fish brains taste like chazir. You know, dam, the Kadosh Baruch Hu prohibited, so what did he give us instead? Liver. So, but she said, basa b'chalav, mei hecha teise. So the truth is, if the Rebbe were really correct, I have the solution for dam. Let's follow, except you have to do it b'meisit. Which is, let's just, through bittel, the Torah, and this may be the answer if you want to play pilpul games. The Torah, since Eim Avatlin Sechatchil is only Xerah Rabbanan, so the way to eat basar b'chala b'heter is to take a small amount of basar, add a drop of basar b'chala, heavy basar, add another drop of basar b'chala, blended heavy basar, add another drop of basar b'chala, keep adding until you have a mound of basar b'chala in comparison to the original basar that was there. But according to the Ravid, kama batil. And therefore, that's what a Kadosh Baruch Hu created, Kenegdo Beheter. That would work for all these terms. There's the Torah prohibited all these things, but if you just do kama batel, so then you solve the problem. Because after all, in Vatlus Lechachil is only Drabanan. So what's the answer to that kasha? I'm just having fun. What's the answer to the kasha? You should know this. What is the Ravid's famous shita in Bitulis Lechachil?
It's
also in the Torah. So the Ravid, the Shitaso. The reason why you couldn't have answered Yalta's question with that is because even though kama batel, according to the Ravid, would be batel min haTorah, even though you can taste the Isamamish, but for the Ravid, it's asur adul lachatchil. I don't really believe that, but it works out nicely. The answer is, when Yalta was asking the question, presumably, even if it's mutter min haTorah to be batel lachatchil, that's a, this way, that's not really heter basa b'chal, that's imaginary heter basa b'chal. She wants to know what a real heter basa b'chal is. The answer is kechal. That's the answer.
I didn't even
the answer is, he told, yes, we'll learn that Gemara when we get to Basa B'chal, and Simon Sadi Aleph, or Tzadi, wherever is Hilchos Kechal. Yes, that was the answer. The answer is, he told the servants to go, the whole reason why the Gemara quotes it is, how did he tell his servants to prepare the Kechal? What do you have to do to it in order to be mutter to cook it? How much do you have to tear it and press out whatever milk? So yes, that's the answer. Many of you probably know that Gemara. You know of the Gemara. Every day Kadosh Baruch Hu created the Isser, he has some heter kenegdo. That's the Gemara. It's in Perek Alabasa. Okay. And don't ever forget, most important lesson to learn in Chas. It's important lesson in marriage. Don't ever mess with Yalta. Okay? You know the Gemara. You know, there are a few Yalta Gemaras. You know the Gemara Brachos? Reb Nachman, I guess they used to eat. They didn't all eat together. I guess the men and women ate separately. He failed to send her a kosher bracha after the Suda. And she got really mad and went into the storehouse and smashed 400 barrels of wine or something like that. So never, ever mess with Yalta is the rule. Okay. Anyway, there are other great Gemaras of the Alta too. So, all right. So the bottom line is that's the Ravid Shita. The Ramban rejects it because the Gemara, the questions for the Gemara would strongly point in that direction. There's a way to answer for the Ravid, but it's not a great answer. All right. Now the Ramban, that's by... So what's the reason why you say Chazor v'Neora? Because... Taima lo batel. Okay? Vafilu, now he goes on. Vafilu.
Vafilu b'min b'mino, deleka l'meka mataima, keman shashir, sheyesh bo kedei litein tam, kenegdo, shalom b'mino asur.
Okay, stop for a second. So in one line, and that's why this is the line that I was arguing about with Danny, the Ramban says, that even by b'mino, you say chazor ne'ora, following the same shi'ur that you would, that it could be no same time in Kenegdo, meaning by Amin B'Sheno Mino, meaning Shishim. Here, there's one other text you should be aware of. One very what is the Ravid's big proof text? What's his very big proof text? The Ravid is driven by an even more powerful force than the Ramban is. Ramban is bothered by the Shaka and Tyre of the Gemara, which maybe you can give a teretz to. But the Ravid's bothered by even something more powerful.
Mishnah
and Orla. What does the Mishnah Orla say?
Orla
Malas
Orla.
Orla Malas, the climb, Orla Malas. Orla, and what's the case? The case is the following. You have, let me take Truma and Orla for a second. You have, or you could take Orla and Orla. Let's say you have one You have 200 portions of Heter. One portion of Orla falls into it. Okay? Now, one portion, another portion of Orla, plus a little Va'od. How much is a Va'od? 1/200th of a portion. Right? When you have 201 portions now, and you add into that one portion plus 1/200th, right? This is clear? Marker? Well, never mind. You just have to keep it in your head. You start out with 200 of Heter. How much Arla can fall into be Batel in that and still not be Yasser? One. Let's say 200 ounces of Heter, 1 ounce of Isser. Now, if another ounce of Isser is going to fall in, and the first, another amount of Isser is going to fall in, and the original Isser has been stayif now to be Mevatel, the new Isser, how much can fall in? 1 and 1/200th, which would be probably 1.005. Okay, why? Because now you have 201, so you need a 200th of that. Now, the Mishnah says the din is batel. So the Ravid says, how can you argue on me? I have a Mishnah. You're done. What's the answer the Ramban gives to that? What? Nope. Nope. It's not the answer, actually. The answer is, what shear does it have to reach to say Chazer Vineora? If Kinegdo by Mimbishen Omina will be no Saint Tom, what portion of Issa do you have total now, and how much original Issa do you have in this Taroves? 2.005 ounces. How much Heta do you have? 200. Is the ratio of 200 to 2.005 greater than or less than 60? It's far greater than 60. It's close to 100, not quite. Maybe 98, 99, something like that. So the Ramban says, yeah, the reason why that Mishnah, it's not Orla Mevakalasa Orla ad infinitum. No. It means you get about maybe three shots. Three shots, and that's it. Up until three shots, the fourth one, chaser v'neor. You can like the answer, not like the answer, but do understand what are the poles that drive each of the positions that are being shown in here. For the Ravid, it's the Mishnah and Orla. For the Ramban, it's the rest of the sugya. It's the continuation of the sugya in Avodah Zarah. There is a way, I'm not going to tell you how, but there's a way to be mekares the Ramban's kasha. It's not a particularly compelling way. Right? Arguably, the Mishnah does read better according to the Ravid. But it's certainly not as black and white as the sugya is for the Ramban, which isn't black and white either. Okay, anyway, so the Ramban says, he says nothing doing. Not only is... See, if the Ramban had distinguished between Mimbishen Omino and Mimbimino, he could have said the Mishnah in Arla is Mimbimino. But the Ramban doesn't. But the Ramban would say the Mishnah in Arla, you haven't reached 1/60th yet, and therefore it's Bata. Yeah,
you're? On what basis do we argue that the share of 1/60th is meaningful for Arla? Orla has a higher share. That's how we pass it.
No, because it's Nesinas Tam. In other words, there is a Chiddush. The Chiddush is that the Chumrah, Legabi the Chumrah of 200 by Orla, we don't say Chazer v'Neora. But Legabe Nesinas Tam, we do. Now, there is no Nesinas Tam in Mimimino, but we Mishar Nesinas Tam in Mimino following the rules of Mimishen Omino. Right, by Orla Shalobimino, it's Beshishim. Right, Orla applesauce that falls into pot of chopped meat, so it's Shishim. Yeah.
Another way to put it is that I think he's saying, for the Ramban at least, in the general case of Mimimino, Chazer v'Neora is just overflow of Mimishen Omino.
Yes.
There's no din that means a chazav neor by Mimimino. It's just a din. It's just a halacha that anything that would be no, that would have the tina's tam.
Fine.
Mimimino is
also. I said that earlier. Two ways. You can either see it as one gzera, or you can see it's two separate gzeras.
Yeah, well. Very well. I'll just say
fine.
That.
I'm mekabel that. Yossi?
Just to clarify, so the proof for the Ramban is that later on in the more blunt cases of Mimimino.
Yes. And it seems to view it as a challenge to Rav Dimi, whereas it should have been a challenge for everybody, if everybody accepted Rav Dimi part two. Okay. So now the Beis Yosef continues his last part of Ein Zarach Lomar.
ואינצרת לומר באיסור המקלה אלא אפילו בדמקטה.
Right.
אסור. דחוזר בנער.
What does the miktaf mean?
It's where you take it out.
What? It does, but I don't think the word means cheapen. The word, if you were to unpack it, is miskatif. Right? It's a passive. And the root is kaf tas pe. Kataf means the cut off. The kataf tamu else viadeha. So it means if it's cut, it's not a kiluach, it's not a stream, but it's cut. Which
drip?
What?
You mean like a drip?
Yes. I said you're correct in terms, but I just want to point etymologically, I don't think it's related to tipin.
Oh, okay.
That's all I said that. You're correct, but I don't think it's, in other words, we would say it's dripping, but really it means it's a cut-off stream, which means dripping, as opposed to kiluach, which is a continuous flow. I said, I knew you're correct, but I just want to point that etymologically. Okay. Virayos, go ahead.
Virayot shtei hasvarot v'tanoseihem kasav sham haran ba'arucha v'dato zichron l'bracha k'dat ha-ramban v'pnei sh'atosos kasav sham v'pshitot d'kol sheba l'klal nitzin astam chozer v'neor v'harash b'gam ken v'tor sabayis hevi machlokes ze v'hela k'divrei ha-ramban zichron l'bracha ikar.
Okay, fine. Let's quickly look at the Darkei Moshe. Go ahead.
Was it Darkei Moshe Chet?
The green Shulchan Aruch for some reason don't have printed the Darkei Moshe Katzar on this. So read Darkei Mayhem. Look at Darkei Moshe Aruches. In my edition, it's also I don't know how different they are. It's also hey in the Darkei Moshe Katzar. So you can read Ches there, it's fine. And they look to me to be approximately the same length, which may mean that it in fact is the same thing. And printers did something funny here. Yes.
Okay.
It certainly looks like it. So go ahead.
Okay. This is the battle. Mordechai Perek Hagoza, Berek Hagoza Kama, Perek Asocher, Bavoda Zara. Gaus Mordechai de Hulin, Michalik Hadalo Amrinan, Kama Batil, Hainu Dafka Shalonoda Bentayim, Hanoda Bentayim, Amrinan, Kama Batil, Beino Jose Veneer.
So he says that if you find out about it in between, you could write a paper collecting all the cases where Yedia seems to have an impact upon Bittel. He says that if you know about it in between, it's batel, and you don't say chazer v'neo, right? V'chein.
V'chein mashba b'mordechai perakol abasar, v'chein pasak v'isar v'heter ha'aruch, kol ha'kaf dalet. De'hoil v'noda v'entayim, de'isar rishon nasa k'heter, u'mitzarif nami l'batel isar ha'shem.
Okay. Right, the dafka.
The dafka yavish b'yavish, aval lach b'lach shenitarev lo mahani hoda shemitayim.
So this is very different than the Raivit. This is he says only by yavish b'yavish, which is against the rush, right? The rush that I mentioned from Sidon Kuf Tes, which you'll see probably on Sunday, but nonetheless by lach b'lach he says no. Aval lach b'sarf lo mahani hoda shemitayim im
isur nishar sham im isur nishar sham.
So Bein Payim, which is a very strange position. What is that saying? Yossi?
First, it's simply saying that you can, normally you have to be in the shower, can I get a kulo, even if we took it out. So in this case, we don't have to.
Yeah, it's odd, right? What is the concern by lach palach? If the concern is that of ta'am, in reality or in theory, by in reality by mishenimino, in theory by mimbimino, So then what difference does it make whether you mesa the Yisr or not? The whole point is we don't know how much Tom came out of it. And if you're not concerned about Tom, why do you care about Lach Balach? Why is it different than Yavish? The difference between Lach Balach and Yavish B'Yavish is where the Tom transfers. Yeah?
Also, would he go as far as to say that the Yisr, which was taken out, is mistarif with the Heter to be a batel, the second piece of Yisr, which falls in?
I don't think so. Okay, that's a very odd. Yeah, Yair?
Mechanically speaking, don't we usually assume Lach Balach as a place where you can't remove the Yisr?
Sorry, Lach Balach, it depends. In other words, right, you could, if it's, you might be able to skim some stuff, if it's truly Lach Balach in that sense. I think also Lach Balach here might mean, if you have pieces of meat, you know, all pieces of meat mixed up in a pot, but if somehow you can identify the original Isser, so the only Lachos is the flavor that came out there. Whereas if the be'en of the meat remained in there, so then it would be also, who's cheated, by the way, does that seem to follow along the lines in principle, conceptually, distinguishing between whether the piece of meat remained in there or you removed it, it's just a tom.
I know you want me to say Rashi.
Of course I want you to say Rashi, so why don't you do what I want you to do? You do it for once. Okay. Rashi Shita, that Shishim is Menat Torah, but Tom is not. So how do you have the answers for Rashi? Is you remove the Isser. Then, by the Zerua B'Sheila. The whole point is that the Tom of the Zerua B'Sheila is there in the rest of the aisle, but you remove the Mamashas. Right, so we said for Rashi, it seems that Shishim is Midar, the requirement of Shishim is Midaraisa. But if you remove the Be'en, but you have the Tom, that's not a problem. Because that's Tom Kikur, is only drop on according to Rashi. So that's almost like the same type of principle that the Mordechai, whoever says this, seems to be operating with, which is that if you remove the Isser, and you only consider the Tom Niflat, so then you don't say Chasar Erev. But if the Isser is still there, plus the, obviously the Tom, it's all blended up and you can't take it out, because you ground up the meat, and now you add more meat, you grind it up, then you say Chasar Erev. It doesn't work in our way of thinking about Isser, because we don't think like Rashi. But that's what it seems to follow along the lines of. Yeah, Ear?
Yeah, I didn't understand what you said earlier about the difference between Yavish B'Yavish and Lach Balach for the purpose of Nerda B'Tayim. Did you offer Sarah?
For the difference between Lach Balach versus Yavish B'Yavish, why
yeah.
It helps by Yavish B'Yavish, not by Lach Balach?
Yeah.
Well, I understand by Yavish B'Yavish, you say... The svar would have been by Yavish B'Yavish, which is not operating on the principle Bitul Atam, but rather Achai Rabba Mahatos or whatever it is. As soon as you know about it, then Isser is Nepach Lios Heter. So therefore, more false in it, same thing can happen. Whereas when it comes to Lach Balach, if it's a function of, it's no longer, it's not Achai Rabba Mahatos anymore. It seems to be some function of Tam and this other kind of Bitul, so no, the main time doesn't make a difference. But if you remove the Isser and apparently there's nothing but Tam, he thinks that's okay. Okay, continue just a little further.
Amnam b'divrei Rabbeinu mashma de'ein l'chalek below mahani hoda klal u'pasak abeis Yosef tekein das rov har.
That's the Torah. Fine. And the Ran had was marach b'rayis nagar shari duer says mashma the mahani hoda. Fine. And then the rest of it is there's one last. If you skip to the end of the document, so skip the next part about two minim. Okay, that was the case of the dam and the chaylev of the rush. The od kasal, the enough al kazayis chalav the tosnayim. Go ahead.
The od kasal, the enough al kazayis chalav the tosnayim. The nispata ba'achar kach nafla mayim the baza. Apal fi she'ein bebaza the batel ha chalav lo amrinan de chalav choser v'neir. The oser habaza.
So you have 1 ounce of milk that falls into 60 ounces of water. It's nisbatel. And now that all those 61 ounces fall into 1 ounce of meat. So there's not enough meat to be mevatel the tam of the challah. But it's mutter anyway. In fact, some say it's mutter l'chatchila to do. So why? What's the chiddush here? You
know, see? Well, the shach, you know, it's that you might say that there's no bitzel for heter to heter.
Yeah, you might not have said that there's bittul of heter beheter, so the answer is you do here. The question is, what do you say? Some wanted to conclude heter is bittul beheter, but I think the Aruch HaShulchan himself writes that there's no raya at all. Why? Why would you say it's not a raya? Let me go back to my distinction once again. There are two kinds of bittul. Maybe I haven't said it, so let me say this. There's physical bittul and there's metaphysical bittul. When a kazayas of chazer, shmaus, falls into basar, pot of ground beef, that is physical bittul. Why is it physical bittul? Because there was chazer shmaus. Now you see it, now you don't, and you don't taste it. It's ki'ilu eino ba'olam. When a kazayas of nevela meat falls into a pot of kosher meat, it's not midin kilo ena ba'olam. You taste, in other words, you will taste that meat. You don't know when you taste the meat. You don't know how diffuse it is out of every bite, how much of it is actually the trade meat. But you taste the meat. The fact that we say it's batel, I would term that metaphysical batel. Because physically, it's still there. Physically, it's still there. So to the extent that batel takes as a metaphysical process, it's relevant to distinguish between iser v'heter versus heter v'heter. Or for that matter, in theory, iser v'iser, right? The famous Ran, which I've quoted already, and you're going to hear it 14 more times across the year. What's the famous Ran by Devar Sheyesh Lo Matirin? I must have spoken about this Ran already. Please tell me I did. But the Ran points out, according to the Gemara, he's dealing with an odd case of the Rikud. In the Gemara, Mim B'mino is not Bata by Devar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. Mim B'she'en Amino is Bata by Devar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. Why? The answer is because bittul requires conflict in order to work. So when you have Isser falls into Heter, is a machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, if it's Mim B'mino, whether Mim B'mino is batel, because Rabbi Yehuda says, look, physically they're the same, and the only conflict is metaphysical, Isser v'Heter, and therefore bittul doesn't work. And the Chachamim say, it's enough even if the difference is metaphysical to constitute a clash, a conflict, and therefore you have to decide, is this Isser Heter? But when it comes to Davar Sheish and Latirin, says the Ran, so when it's Mim B'Sheino Mino, they're physically two different substances, and bittul works, there's a conflict. But when it's Mim B'Mino, and it's a Davar Sheish L'Matirin, so it's not Iser V'Heter. What is it? It's Heter plus Semi-Iser, Semi-Heter. And there's not enough of a conflict by Davar Sheish L'Matirin, and therefore, it's not Batel. If there's not enough of a conflict by Davar Sheish L'Matirin, Kal V'Chomer Ben Menosho Kal V'Chomer, that there's no conflict, not enough of a conflict, by Heter B'Heter. Now, Mitzadach. However, what's the answer here, of course? That's Mim B'Sheino Mino. Just mitzara svara. And it could even arguably be unique to basa b'chalav. What is the definition of the iser of basa b'chalav? In the Torah's definition. What makes basa b'chalav? Bishul. What's the definition? There are two sine qua nons to be bishul in this context. What? Sine qua non. That which without there is not. It's a Rabbi Dulitz expression. I mean, it's a Latin expression, but I learned it from him. Okay? It makes you sound very erudite if you say that. Just note and make sure you use it in the right way, because we can all recite Latin phrases like those written on the coins, but we would sound like ignoramuses if we use them in the wrong place. There are two things which are required to be bishul min haTorah by Basa B'Chalav. What are they? One, it requires Eish. And the other is there has to be this transfer of Ta'am. So once you take Chalav and it falls into a lot of water, and you can't taste the chalav anymore, I don't know what you want to call this. You could say that this is a taroves of mayim and chalav. You could say that there's no bittul on the chalav, but it doesn't matter, because since it doesn't taste like chalav, it tastes like water, it's not going to create a tam of basar b'chalav. Moshe.
Wait, so this transfer of tam, can it be one way, or does it have to be both ways? You said there's a required transfer of tam by basa.
Fascinating question, but not our issur right now. In other words, does the basa, the answer is you don't need it to be both ways. The proof to that is that if you have a small amount of basar that falls into a large pot of chalav, to be enough to be mevato b'shishim, the basar will be asur, but the chalav will be mutar. If you hold Mim B'Mino is batel, don't ask me why you require that. If you hold Mim B'Mino, we mentioned this in that shach that I loved earlier in the synod. It's been a while. But bottom line is that if a small amount of meat falls into a large vat of milk, and you pull the meat out, the meat is also in the milk as mutter. So you don't need both to be no same time in the other.
So couldn't the milk that got absorbed in the water, couldn't that become usur? Because it was...
Well, it can't because it will never be flavored by basar, because the milk, you'll never taste ever again milk. It's untastable.
Right,
and the meat will not taste like it was flavored with milk, because the milk is so diffused, you'll never taste it.
But when you taste the water, you'll taste the meat, and there's somewhere in the water there is milk, even if you can't taste it.
Doesn't matter. You're not tasting basar b'chalav.
So there has to be both tastes.
Oh yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't understand what you were asking. In order for something, a chefza, a certain chefetz, to be basar b'chalav, you have to be able to taste within it the flavor of basar b'chalav in principle. Right? I'm not going to get into the question of efshar l'softa, right? Let's say you take basar b'chalav and now you cook it so that the time of the milk is now diffused and you can't taste anymore. It has to be, it's only nesar when, at some point, it gets through bishul ba'esh, the time of basar b'chalav, in one makom. That thing then becomes asa forever, even if you vacuum out the other taste. Okay, you heard that?
So in some ways, this whole principle, the opposite of patich ha'nas and nevela.
Yes.
We don't say
Heter nepach la ilios. Is the opposite of Hanan.
Right.
You're right.
You don't say it.
Well.
Say
so the Darkei Moshe said it by Yavesh B'Yavesh, not by Lach B'Lach. The Rush denies it even by Yavesh B'Yavesh. That Rush that I don't understand. Yes.
So I should have asked this in the beginning of Shir, but what's the source of the term Chazer V'Neora? Is there like a Gemara?
Yes. Yes, the Gemara is where it's about Tumah. It's about what happens if a Kazayas and the Vela gets mixed in, I think it's in Bechoros. A Kazayas of, you look the Ron quotes there, I think. Unless it's either in the Ron or in the Shach. It might be in the Shach. I'm not sure yet. I don't know why I put this Shach up alpha brackets. It's an important Shach. Lamaisa, it rarely comes up. But I thought that's where it is. I'm not sure. I'll have to find. If you bother me on probably Monday, I'll dig out the Gemara for you. And it's about, I think they say that if, they say, that, I'll tell you where I think it comes up there. If you have two kazaisim of a head there and one kazais and a vela, and you carry all three your tummy. That's what they say. Respect to tumma. There's something about chazarin. I forget what it's chazarin or how it comes up there. Anyway, so, fine. So let's take a look. So it's not, it doesn't mean, what the Shach quotes doesn't mean that Heter, what the Ramah quotes and then the Shach quotes doesn't mean that Heter beheter is Batel, it just doesn't matter in that case. Okay, let's take a look at the Ramah now in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Sivag. Thank you, Moshe. Yossi, you're up. Yeah, I'm very. It's very odd, by the way. It's very odd that the Mechaber doesn't quote this din. I have no idea why. Quoted in the Beis Yosef, he doesn't say a word about Shachar. Left for the Ramah to comment on. Okay. By the way, what is it doing here anyway? What is this din doing here? I mean, I know it's going to be in Tarobet somewhere. I could have started the shiur with that question. What is it doing here? Yeah?
Well, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah makes it sound like that, like, one is, like, the Chachila adding the Yein Nesef into the Heter, right? So that's where...
Not the Chachila. It falls in. I think it's very simple. Previously, we were talking about when you have Isser that fell into Heter, and there wasn't enough Heter to be Mevatel, so what do? You keep adding Heter. Now you have Isser that fell into Heter, and there was enough Heter to be Mevatel, and now what do? Keep adding Isser. It's the same, it's just an inversion. That's why it's here. Okay, so the Ramah now says, Isha Shinisbatel then. Okay. So the Rama ends up passing the Chumra at the end by the position that he attributes to the Shari Dura, and maybe the Tur and Beis Yosef as well. The Shach takes issue with this. The Shach thinks that it's not correct. I'm going to try to read the Shach very quickly. I might get stuck in it, but I put it in brackets, but really you should read the Shach. It should not have been in brackets. Loshna no ben no ben time olo. Kachasa betoras chatas klal pehe din yud b'shem trumas adesha mago sharei dura. Avo ve'emes mashman v'lo kosav sham Rabbi Yisrael Isser l'nda afilu no da ben time oser ela al isser shino sein tam. De kosav sham v'rab ya oser afilu yoda. Yeroi de misraras ashiri ka'amar la de svar gedoli de chemin de sraba isser rei hukar hu mar gishna tam ad kan l'shona. Avo be'isser yavish b'yavish b'mim b'mino sh'nisvata b'ro k'shino datu. So really sounds like the Hagos Shari Dura, I guess, was written by the Trumas Adeshin, only said it in reference to Alach Balach, the Nesines Tam, not regards to Yavish B'Yavish. Miu Bashi Reperiket Anosh Mashman Hadya. Tafilu yavish b'yavish b'mino chozer v'nesa. That's the rush I keep talking about. Afilu noda. Aval hachmas nisim da'orla dochach liyashiv al-rush u'chamosha kasafti b'sifri. Now, there is actually, we told you what the Yishuv, how the Ramban answers the Mishnah in Orla. Okay. V'kasafti sham da'ikor k'peir sharash perak sheni da'orla Mishnah gimel da'afilu l'rabbanu b'shari surim b'yavish b'yavish kol she'eno sein tam ha'yidiyah goremes heter v'shuv eino chozer v'nesa. V'shani truma, but the Mishnah says by truma, if two saw fall in, and you don't know, at least according to one day, I think according to Chachamim, it's Aser. I mean, it's Machlokas. Remember, there's a Machlokas in the Mishnah, Chachamim and Rabbi Shimon. If a second saw of Truma fell in before you took the first one out, it's a Machlokas whether it's Batel or not, whether you just take two out or it's Aser. There's a Machlokas, a Rishonim, as to, and there's a Tosefta that says, it's a Machlokas what Tosefta means, whether the Machlokas, the Chachamim and Rabbi Shimon, is Dafka when he didn't know about it in between, where the Chachamim would say, it's not batel since you know about it, Rabbi Shimon says it's still batel, or, but, if you knew about it in between, everybody agrees it's batel, or, the way the Yushalmi reads, and I think the Rash reads, the Beis Yosef quotes this, is that no, the Machlokas is dafka if you knew about it, and still the Chachamim Aser if it fell in one after the other before you did Harama, before you were Meirim. However, if you didn't know about it, everybody agrees, even Rabbi Shimon agrees it's Aser. So the Shach says, now what do you do with those Mishnayos? See, he says it's simple. He says, "Mishani truma the tzarech al harim." You know why truma is different? Because it's a mitzvah harama. In other words, by other isurim, what creates the bittul in the mino? By yavish b'yavish, at least. What's the catalyst for bittul? Yediyah. By truma, what's the catalyst for bittul? Perhaps harama. Because by other isurim, I've always been bothered by this. But when a sub orla falls into 200 sub heter, what do you have to do? What? No. I always thought you should have to, because you're being nenef from the volume, but you don't. Whatever reason, you don't. Truma, you do. So by truma, the shach says part of the din of bittul, if for the bittul to work, it's not enough to know about it, you actually have to do your part, which is to remove the sub. But everywhere else, yediyah would be sufficient, and you don't say chazar neor about yavish v'yavish. Okay? And he goes on to quote, he says, V'chein das ha-raivit shevi'o ramban v'aran silk mesechus od zara v'ashma v'tor sabayis ha-aruch ayin sham. Again, it's not that these Rishonim agree with this position. It's the das of the raivit that they bring.
It says something with Gezel and Kamanim.
I'm sorry?
It says something with Gezel Kamanim. Gezel
and you're asking why they require her? Yes.
It's
fair, Shnushalmi. It's Gezel and Shevet.
As opposed to Orla.
No. I understand why they distinguish. The Yushalmi says, but they guess a la shevet. That's 100% correct. But Orla for a different reason. Truma's not Nisar Hanoah for Zara, it's a Nisar Achila. So there it's unquestionably Gezel HaShevet. But by Orla, Mitzad Nisar Hanoah, you should have had to take it out. That's all. Okay. Fine, not even probably. Goes the Rabbi Sheet that goes much beyond that. The Oda Kasav Mordechai Perakah goes late, and Mishem Rashvan, Ravon, Riva, Hachi, Sebagar Shaydur, Semel Hes, Bishem Rabbeinu Yov, or Zerua, the Kakas of Agos Mordechai, the Chulim, the Chenu, Bishar Poskim, the Chatiha Shalis, Shanafla, Bishishim, Chatiha, the Heter, the Noda, the Achakach Nofla, Cheris, Risham, Risham Batil. The ink came after Lo Kaimel and Hachi, that was the original day, but the Ramah rejects it, like the Svaras or Rav Yah. Heinem itan shekasav Rav Yisrael. This one, the svar gadol he came and shenir gashatam. Avo but davar yavesh b'mim b'mina the loshayach high timea. Im came kol shenachal the rov hetter v'nisbatel im chosiv an air. The other rabba efshar shigam isim itzdarav lahalos v'kach pasach isu v'hetter klal chavdalid din yud. Okay, now a old friend revisits us here. An old friend that we saw, I think earlier in the simon at the end of a long shach. What's the din of bitul mimbishen omino by yavesh v'yavesh? Mimbishen omino, you have a piece of chazer, a piece of chicken, and a piece of beef, and the three of them stand discreetly mixed together, and you can't identify for some reason. We've spoken about this. It's hard that you have to come up with how you get mimishin and mino yavish v'yavish. But there is such a case. What?
All diapolin.
So you presumably you can ask a guy to sample taste each one and even know which is which. That's only a chumrah, not the kula. When it really be there. Anyway. So bottom line is you have such a case. What is the dinner bitul? Yossi?
Say
shishim. So the Shach says, Shami Yavash Lem Yachad. That's why, because there'd be no Saint Tom there. The Yisr Heter that he has quoted before has a different Hesper. We haven't really fully explored it yet. Here he doesn't identify what the reason, he just says that the Yisr Heter doesn't hold that way. So in the next part he says the following. Achmashe Pasak Od Sham in Yisr Heter Datim Lurachot Yisr Yavish B'Yavish Lava Mino B'Shishim V'Noda V'Achakach Nafal Yisr Achar Amin and Kama Kama Batil Chadasa or Zaru of Rabbeinu Yo, Besiata Bezenir de Lokaim Lenachi. The Chevon de Taima de Bishalo, Bemino, Beyavesh, Tzarach Shishim. Why says the Shach, and he said this before, Mishum, the Shema Yavat, the In Yavashlein, Yitain Tam, Im Kain, who had in Hacha, that you don't say, you say Chazarin Eora. Since the whole reason you say Chazarin Eora is what? Tam? In principle, that's what drives it. So if you have a Tarobes of Yavesh, Beyavesh, Bemishen Amino, if you were to cook them together, you'd be able to taste them. If you were to cook the three blue dyed pieces of beef, pork, and fowl, you taste the chazir. Therefore, you have to say that it's that chazir v'neora, the tam is not batil, and if you get an additional piece of blue dyed chazir in here, it will trafe it up. But the Isra Heter says it's mutter. It says, V'nirata, Isra V'heter, Azlo Tamei. The Svirat, the Shlob, B'mina, B'yavesh, Ena Tam, Yishim, the Mirash, Ali, Tain Tam. B'chum, Ashakasti, B'chsati, Yishmael, B'sim, Tzad, Yichesiv, Katan, Vav. That's where the Shach was. So the Shach says, yeah, that's the Shita Sa'av. L'fim, Ashakasati, Sham, that Tam, Kim, Ashakasati, Im Kain, Hu Adin Hacha, V'hainu, the Kasva, Poskam, Anal, the Rav Yeh Oser, Afin, the Bechatichas, Isra, Shinot, Nafla, Tal, Shishim, the Chatichas, the Heter, Umash, Medahainu, Shlob, B'mina, the Yavesh. Okay, I don't want to go on to what his proof here. But here he wants to once again prove that the Rav Yah holds like he does, not like the Ramah understood things. Fine. At the end, if you skip down to the Gami Divrei HaMarshal. Yes, go ahead.
What was the Yisr Heter Svara?
Let's wait till we get to Simon Kof Tes. We'll talk about it then. Okay? So, at the end, he quotes the Marshal. He says, V'gam Divrei HaMarshal, Marshal shall nira kedas harav, like the Ramah. Dafila biyavish b'mino v'no dechoze v'ne'er v'nesa. So Uma Esa, so he quoted both the Ramah and the Marshal disagree with him. He says, Aval ma Esa batla daiti nega daitam. U'bifrat sh'ani meko v'hei machmirim. So the Shach says, I really think they're wrong. And really, by Yavish, I love this Shita, only because it's such a, it makes me happy, because I don't understand the Rush. But I do understand the Shach. U'di'ime. Right, which is that Yavish B'Yavish, it's the whole basis of the Rush's position, and even the Rashba to some extent, that the Yisr, the Rashba says you can eat them B'Zeh Achar Zeh. And you can eat any two at one time. If the whole idea is that the Isser is nepach li hetesh, so you're not actually violating anything, then you shouldn't say chazer v'nei ora. So he says, achay behefsen merubah, b'chi agad me'efshel l'hakem mehenach tamen el, b'shagam she'e shlomar. He says, behet mokam hesruba, you could be mekel. And he says, you know why in addition? It's efshel to say that masha kasav arav, lo shno no da bentayim, koya hechad the tzarach shishim, with the kasav ereshya kagon shaya shishim. Achayin shlefarish divim rav shasham. You could read the Ramah differently, he says, to argue the Ramah actually doesn't paskin, that by Yavesh v'Yavesh v'Mim b'Nino, where the bittul is baro, the Ramah never paskins chaz v'Nora. Only by Mim b'She'eno mino. When it's batal b'Shishim, maybe in that case the Ramah would say, Yavesh v'Yavesh, you say chaz v'Ne'ora. So the Shach says you can rely upon this b'makom hesem meruba, that Mim b'Mino, Yavesh v'Yavesh, is you don't say chaz v'Ne'ora. And I love it because conceptually you can come up with this wonderful case where you can be Matara Sheretz. Yes.
So what would both sides say about the case of Natan Sar and Natal Sar case, where you have three, two pieces of kosher slaw and one piece of kosher slaw, you regularly have a different kosher. Then you take one of the pieces and eat it, then another piece of kosher slaw gets mixed. Then you take a piece and eat it, you keep doing that. Is it the first time it's an aser? Is it never aser? You can't really say chaz v'nei ora because it might not be there. It's still the three pieces. Or you could say maybe it's all three pieces.
Ask me next week when we do some cook tests. Okay. Maybe I'll have an answer by then. But I can be Bilke until then. I think you are my onish for something. Okay. You're going to torture me. The first student who will kill me in teaching when I'm teaching you every day. All right. You come back with an answer for me next week.
Okay.
All right. Finally, the last if in this simon is a very... in Sif Chatan Chafes, by the way, he quotes the Ramah in the Torah Schatas, who says, L'chatchila, you can take this milchakdik of water, which isn't milchakdik because it's fine as batel, and you can mix it and you can cook meat in it. Okay?
I didn't understand the
Shach. Uvet Torah Schatas, Klal Pehei, Din Yud Aleph, Kosad Afi, L'chatchila, Mutal Yitin Amayim, Mekdeh, Shabasa, Kehim, Tivar Nisbatel, Ve'in Lahakshah, Sankuf Adin Pshita, Call this about the Bashishi Mishlam Mishun with comments and Mish Tadikes, the Kathanakh is barred the head of a head of the Shah Pitu Kamashla, the Hacha, Loa Mina Hacha.
The fact that you're even talking, meaning, I was bothered by the question that he claims is by the Pshita issue also. And in order for this question even to get off the ground, right, in order for this case even to get off the ground, you have to assume right off the bat that Hetra Hetra is Nisbazel, right? That the milk is Nisbazel to the water. I mean, without.
Yes, but the idea that the milk wouldn't be batel, the heter wouldn't be batel if there's a chiddush. So the answer is it's not a chiddush that you wouldn't think, nobody would think that heter is a batel heter. So he says, no, actually you would have thought that heter was a batel heter. That's why...
Okay, let me just be a bit clearer. I mean, I don't understand why we wouldn't... Fine, okay. I was thinking, between the basar and the water, it should have been the basar.
So the question would be, you're right, except if you hold that the milk is not bucket on the water, it would be a mevatlin esulah hachila. Right? You're right. It's davar pashut that the water and the meat are mitzarek to mevat of the milk. And just we saw that previously, right? In other words, we had milk falls into a batch of yerek, basar falls into a batch of yerek, you can mix the two together. Right? And that it's the same issue. That's hetel tocheta. So the exact same reason. As you would say that in a chanami, it may not be batel, but there's no iser basar chalas. It's not mevat l'nisul chachila because there's no tam of basar, or in this case, there's no tam of chalas in the water. Okay, so finally, Siv Zayin, and Yossi, you can read that, was a din that the Beis Yosef quoted in the day. The Ritur doesn't talk about this here. I think he may quote it in the Kof HaPes, the Tshuva of the Rivash. This is called Klisha Darko L'shtamesh B'Shefa. You have, in my house, I know of one kli that fits this category. It's the soup pot. That's in our basement office closet. And my job before Pesach is to bring up and kasher. And my job at other times is just to bring it up and not kasher. I hold that you don't need to kasher the pot. My wife holds that you do need to kasher the pot. Therefore, the pot needs to be kashered. So, in the category, in the box of you and your Yerodea are trefe at my kitchen. Or better said, Yerodea is not a manual on how to run a kitchen. Yerodea is an accident manual, what happens when things go wrong. Okay. Anyway. So that's the only pot that I can think of in our house where literally it's Dark Lashtanish B'Shefa. It has probably never been used if not filled to the brim with chicken and vegetables and water and so on. So what if that particular kli, you know, got a little splattered on it, a little bit of milk? Not when we were cooking meat, you know, in the off-season. Someone forgot to take it down. And someone was stirring cheese, melted on the stove, and it's a tiny drop splatter. There's no chance it could osir with the pot. So what's the din? So am I allowed to now turn around and make chicken soup in that pot?
Yeah.
First question is, but if you filled it to the brim with milk and then poured it out, you still can't absorb enough to be asin. If it's darkly stomach and shepherd, you'll still never be able to the food.
However, I mean, I agree, it could be a little more.
Why is it
Iser Mua? Iser Mua means enough. Now that you could theoretically, if I painted the pot with cheese and I don't know how much it was bolea, a pot doesn't have 60 kineg in the walls of the pot. You could have enough to ask.
No, but what if the pot does have 60 kineg in the walls of the pot?
That doesn't.
That's not the kind of pot he's talking about.
That's not what he's saying.
No.
Okay.
He's not talking about klisha darklish tamish meshecha and has shishim kineg in the walls. No.
Okay. He's just saying this.
So what's the din? So the Mechaber says, according to Chuvah Rivash, Im Nivla.
In Nivla Iser Muat, Nato Kli Kasher. In Darko shall also Kli Nishtamish Bo Meshefa.
Meshefa had that. It's always used for.
Musar Li Nishtamish Bo Lechakila. Eva Isha Iser Muat. The EF Shar Mavo Liday Nitiatam.
Right. See, since it's mutter to use it, since there's no way it could ever aser. See, remember, there's a gzera on cooking, and you can't even cook in a klisha in a benyomo, lest you come to cook in a benyomo. But here the Mechaber says you can even cook in a benyomo. The problem is not cooking in a prop. The problem is without linishul chabchila. Because it's yevshad lavo lide yisr. Okay? Ulafika.
Ulafika, isr mashu, shenibba bekadira, o betoch kankanim.
Right, and if it's a mashu, if it really is a mashu, then since it can never aser, it's not aser to use the pot. Aval.
Aval. In the middle of the kli, shedarko lishtamish
le'itim. Then you sometimes use the davar. Okay. So the Shach and the Taz both take issue with the Mechaber. The Shach says he writes his comments for Chabez. He doesn't write a whole lot there. In the Kudus HaKesef, after this Taz goes on and on and on, he writes, Herich Ma'od Ukarka Safti came Bixara Lakam and Simon Kukra Basif Katan Gibel. So the bottom line for the Taz and many Achronim is that this is only Mutter Tzineno Ben Yoma. So if you put the chicken super pot aside for a day, then they say that it's Mutter. The Rivash is based upon a Gemara Avodah Zarah about Kankanim, which had Yain Nesach, and I'm not going to go into it. The one thing that interests me particularly about this is a line that Taz has in the middle, which I think is a crucial line to be considered, which is, when your purpose is not to be mevatel iser l'chatchila, is it really called bidol iser l'chatchila? In other words, you're not cooking in this pot in order to be mevatel the small amount. You're cooking in the pot because you want to use the pot. You're not interested in being actually mevatel the iser. The iser is just in your way. It's not like when you dafka mix iser into food so you can eat. Or when Isser fell into food, but you're marbek kedei levatlo. That's not the purpose here. And you're not adding any, you're just using the pot because the food is in your way. He has a line in the middle about that. Except for he's talking about a slightly different piece, a slightly different angle. But I always wonder why they even talk about it. It's here because Mevatlin is Lechatchila. But I always wonder why it's Bechla. In other words, the Mechaber isn't even concerned about Bechla. What is he concerned about? if you can't, like the Taz does say, this is a taina. If you're not allowed to cook in a kli which is eino benyomo, otu you might come to cook in a kli which is a benyomo, then presumably you should also not be allowed to cook in a kli shadak l'shtamish b'shefa onto a kli which is eindak l'shtamish b'shefa. Even the Gemara doesn't say it. It means you're not allowed to cook in a pot that was treif in one way or another, even though it's not going to asher your food, because you might come to do it in the way that will asher your food. Okay. Anyway, I don't want to spend much time on this. If you're interested, you can read the Taz. But the bottom line is that the Mechaber is Meiko, but the Achronim say that you shouldn't do this unless it's a klisha eino benyomo. It's klisha eino benyomo, and it's dakel l'shtamish b'shefa, then it's not included in the gzeira of an eino benyomo. You can't cook it, after you might come to cook in the benyomo. All right, so I will send the Koros out, but with the next order, as I said at the beginning of Shir, next order of business on Sunday, Shir will be starting sometime between 11:45 and 12:15. Continue to learn the base fetish. I'll stick my head in as soon as I'm done, and then we'll have Shir then until 1:00.